A listener note, this podcast discusses topics related to domestic violence. Please be advised. Welcome to Narcissistic Abuse Rehab. My name is Em. Our topic for today is Virginie Efira advocates for coercive control legislation in France. Acclaimed French film star Virginie Efira exposed the absence of legislation against coercive control in France while promoting the new Valérie Donzelli film, Just the Two of Us, at the 2023 Cannes Film Festival. Efira explained that while France criminalized psychological violence in 2010, the French Criminal Code fails to provide unambiguous legislation to protect people who are targets for coercive control. There is little to no understanding that coercive control is the context in which domestic violence occurs. Moreover, it is a precursor of femicide. She told France 24, quote, "Today there is no legal discussion in France about the term coercive control. You cannot be criminally charged for it, but it has been extracted from the language of the Freudians, psychoanalysts, and psychology to explain that sometimes people are not aware of what they're going through. The film emphasizes psychological violence," end quote. The French epidemic of domestic violence is decidedly gendered, as women aged 18 to 60 represent 90% of the victims. 1 in 10 women in France has experienced domestic violence, with psychological aggression being the most common strain. Moreover, French society is failing victims to such an extent that femicide occurs with alarming regularity, claiming a woman's life every 2 to 3 days. In the film, Blanche, who is played by Efira, falls in fast, frantic love with the charming and captivating Grégoire, who is played by Melville Poupeau. The couple move in together and marry in rapid succession. However, the increasingly manipulative Grégoire orchestrates Blanche's isolation from her loved ones as their relationship follows an eerie pattern of abusive power and control. The César nominee summed up her part in the film succinctly, quote, "I play two roles, twin sisters Blanche and Rose. Blanche finds herself in the throes of a great love that soon becomes a great hell," end quote. Just the Two of Us is a cinematic illustration of how the cycle of abusive power and control can play out in intimate partner relationships. By educating the public about the behaviors that characterize this type of aggression, the film seeks to disrupt the culture of silence surrounding coercive control in France. Shooting the scenes was a deeply intense experience, and Efira discussed the essential role of trust among herself, her co-star, and the director. It was this trust that allowed them to authentically capture the chilling reality of coercive control on screen, bringing the harrowing nature of the subject matter to life. She explains, quote, "I know Melville Poupeau well. I know his kindness, his sensitivity in life, and this ensured that there was no actual abuse," end quote. Nevertheless, Poupeau was able to capture and embody the shame-based nature of coercive control perpetrators who project their vulnerabilities onto their victims and degrade them as a misguided way of resolving their inner turmoil. Efira highlights the crucial need to dispel the myth that domestic violence victims are inherently weak. She stresses that anyone, regardless of their confidence or emotional well-being, can become a target. She kept this in mind when portraying Blanche, as she immersed herself in understanding the complexities of her role. Quote, "I play on her robustness and strength. Even if you're strong, solid, active, and so on, someone can still end up dominating you," end quote. Just the Two of Us challenges prevailing misconceptions about domestic violence and invites viewers to re-examine their understanding of it through the lens of coercive control. Efira's performance seeks to dispel the myth of the helpless victim and reveal how rigid chercher la femme biases can be the undoing of any woman. Just the Two of Us is currently showing in cinemas, so head to the theater and support this film so that more artists are able to share stories about the scourge of coercive control and educate the public on this urgent topic. Please leave a comment if you've seen the film and it resonated with your experience. If you found this message helpful, please show your support by hitting the like button, subscribing to our channel, and sharing this podcast with a friend who could use this message today. For free resources, log on to narcissisticabuserehab.com, or if you'd like more of my help, visit our coaching page to book a one-on-one session with me. Guys, that's it for now. Be good to yourself, and we'll talk again soon.